Wiki.
What is up, pizzas? It is the third and final installment of the Video Game Bang Wizard World Comic Con 3-day extravaganza special super show starring me, Corey Vincent, who spent all 3 days here at the Sacramento Comic Con Wizard World with my faithful crew, starting with this man to my left. He is black, Aaron Carter.
What's happening, everybody? Captain America for the win.
And then moving on right down the table is Steven Gutierrez.
I got the best picture of a Jedi.
And as you can tell, we're pretty excited. Wow, that is a pretty damn good picture of a Jedi. Like the lightsaber looks like a real lightsaber.
Looks like a real lightsaber. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
No Photoshop in that one. That was all real.
That's you can perfect. Check that out on, I'm sure Steven's going to post it onto his Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox916.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Figure out how. I'll do it.
Terrible.
Jada joining us for the third day.
Hey, everybody.
And back again from the depths of a strip club.
Jerry. Hi, everybody.
Exactly. Proves my point.
So, who is he?
Huh?
Did you say his name?
They know who
his name is Bill.
Wow.
Bill, he's got a lithograph.
PaneriCon. That's his name, everybody. PaneriCon.
Jerry PaneriCon.
Jerry. Just call me Jerry.
Jerry, back again. So, third day. How was it, Aaron?
First day, I think we discussed cosplay and a little thing called belts.
Yeah.
Did we not?
Dance belts?
Saw a lot of people that need to listen to that episode there today.
A lot of junk?
A lot of junk flopping around. The Tick. If you're out there,
go listen
to episode one of this, and then come back to the next.
Hanging out.
Yeah,
it
come back to the next con,
wow.
And yeah, there's a tick hanging out right there.
Oh my gosh,
needs a caution shine.
Yeah,
impressive.
But it was awesome. It was a good show. Good show today.
Let's see, Steven, third day. How was it for you?
Oh, it was awesome.
Your favorite day?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is now, yeah.
That is a tough one because, I got to talk to a lot of the people I didn't talk to on Saturday. I didn't go as many panels, but I had just the amount of fun. It's a tie.
Hmm.
It is a tie, yeah.
Jada, what do you think?
I spent too much money.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bad day or a good day?
I know.
It's always a good day when I spend money, so yeah. It's a good day.
Okay. Jerry, you didn't go to day two. How does it stack up to day one?
This was awesome. I got a lot of more pictures in, and I got a selfie with my new favorite cosplayer now.
Who?
Wow.
Vegas PG.
You are mesmerized,
she
good sir.
She is amazing. I love her.
Wow.
This, should we put the Amber Alert out now? Or?
Yes.
She is fleeing the state, the state right now as we speak, so I think she's safe.
I'm still waiting on a text to me, and other people are planning on kidnapping Chris Hemsworth, so I'm waiting for that text to let us know that the bird's in the nest.
He had a lot of people at his, just other cosplayers, like other, I guess, pro, cosplayers, mm-hmm. trying to get in his shots and everything like that. The dude's popular. Yeah, the dude's popular.
He's A-list, technically.
What about his twin double, that
Ryan Fry? Yeah, Ryan Fry's awesome.
Yeah,
he spent a lot of time talking to him.
I think it's Robert Fry. Is it Robert?
No, it's Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on Instagram if you guys want to check out his awesome Thor cosplay. The dude looks like Hemsworth, but shrunken down. Ryan Fry.
He's the third brother. Third Hemsworth.
Yeah. Well, there actually is three. He's the fourth.
And he's the fourth.
Yeah.
Ryan Hemsworth.
Right.
You can check him out, RyanFry27, and that is on Instagram. The man doesn't tweet. I tried to talk him into it, and he's pretty firm against the tweeting.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Technology.
So let's jump into panels. I went to the Ralph Macchio panel, and the dude seemed pretty down to earth. You guys didn't have a good experience with him, so I'm really interested to hear about this.
Well, it was wrapping up, and there was like little small, there was no lines, actually.
Yeah, there was no lines.
We waved at him, and...
Couldn't even wave back.
Nope.
Didn't wave.
Not even a glance.
And then we tried to get to wave for the camera so we can kind of...
So he could look at it.
Not an interview or nothing, just a quick little wave.
They went first, and then they were like, I was back, and they were like, hey, could you just go up there, talk to him, part of the press? And I was like, yeah. So I went up there, and the little guard lady, she's like, yeah, go back there and you can try. So I went up there, and they're like, you got to talk to his manager. you know, they gave me that one. So I was like, all right, I'll talk to the manager. Went, talked to the manager. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. No, he didn't even say I'm sorry. He just said he's not doing press. And so I was like, all right, you know, thanks anyway. And I was
like, I was trying to sneak pictures of him. I mean, which, okay, that's fine. I was like, trying to sneak him, but he like kept turning his back like he knew. Like, I mean, come on, man. That's
he hasn't been on camera since.
Yeah,
freaking my cousin Vinny. Why are you gonna freak him? Come on, man.
His panel, he was good. He was you could tell he has no like false illusions of who he is or anything. Like a lot of the things were about him being scrawny and a weakling and how the the magic of movies made him who he was. A lot of the stuff had to do with the Outsiders, which looking back, I forget how many crazy famous people were in that movie before they were crazy famous. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't really take too much out of it, though. Just kind of Ralph Macchio. They started talking about Dancing with the Stars and all that.
Because that's where they go to die.
Yeah. Nothing really newsworthy. Did anybody go to any of the panels that weren't celebrities?
Yeah, we went to the storytelling.
Michael Golden.
Good.
Yeah, that was a good one-on-one.
Yeah.
Or one-on whatever the crowd. How many people were in the crowd? That was good, though.
Good
Q&A. Did you guys get questions in?
No, actually, everybody started asking my questions before I even got them in. Mm. The lady before us, or in front of us, we made a connection.
Yeah, she was cool. Yeah.
She was about 78.
Yeah, just your type. Yeah. Aaron, about the awesome. Same age as Aaron.
She was definitely one of the Golden Girls.
Rose.
Cougar.
Blanche.
Oh, ooh,
actually,
lucky.
I don't know which one is Blanche. No, she was like the taller one. What's the tallest one? Exactly. Yeah. So we were, before it started, we started talking with her, and she was talking about video games. Oldest lady I've ever seen, very knowledgeable about comic books.
Yes.
And
the animated video cartoon games. Series she
was,
as well.
She was like, yeah, I love the DC stuff. You know, I'm really a big fan of Kevin Conroy and the voice acting he does for Batman. And I don't know who the new guy is, but, you know, I was like, she was sitting and blowing me away with stuff, and we were going back and forth on, you know, can there be a Justice League movie? And then she got into how she likes strategy games and stuff like that. She was like naming them off what she plays, which is like
Fire Emblem.
Yeah. And then him and her were going back, because I don't play Fire Emblem. So Steven and her were going back and forth with strategies about, you know, oh, if you get these three characters in the circle, you can do a special. And I was like, that's when I was out of it. I was like, you lost me, lady. But whatever.
I thought I was going to drop knowledge on her.
We might
she
have
knew already. Like, she was on
she,
it.
Yeah. Did you, she got a card and everything?
She got a card, yeah. Yeah, she all said right. She'll give us a check out. If you're listening right now.
We didn't exchange names, but you were awesome. We didn't exchange
and
names.
You just called her Blanche from the Golden Girls.
well, Blanche.
You wanted Dorothy.
But Dorothy, I'm sorry. You are a wonderful person. Continue to listen. Your kids, grandkids, or, you know.
Yeah, we want to party with you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like shout us out.
She even, like, knew the Justice League theme and was, like,
how she got into it, because you know how they show the little trailers before a panel and stuff like that? The Justice League theme song is on one of the trailers, but it's not the Justice League on the screen. So she was like, do you know what that is? And I was like, Justice League theme song? Don't trap me, lady, first of all. Wow. And then she tried to get you like, but which one? I was like, Unlimited. and she was like, oh, very good. You are my equal. And I was like, that's right. Good. Have a seat.
Now we can discuss.
Yes, now we can discuss. Like, she was awesome. She was probably awesome about that whole panel. She was just good.
You guys
see her seat, so we can all sit together. Yeah. And then, like, she sat in front of us, and we were still, like, talking, so that... Because it was me, Jerry, Aaron,
and my little brother, yeah.
Yeah, and so she moved so we can sit, like, lined up, and then we were still chatting it up with her. It was cool.
She was asking questions to Mr. Golden. Yeah. He was very direct with his answers, you know, letting people know, like, this is A, B, and C and stuff of his process of writing stories, getting things published. He's a genius, apparently. He didn't want to toot his own horn, but that's what he said. It was good. The whole panel was good. Like, yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah, he pretty much, his panel, like, he talked about how to make it, like, if you're trying to sell what you're writing.
Yeah.
And not just, like, create the creativity. He was like, if you're creative, that's fine. He's like, but what this is about is pretty much if you're trying to sell what you're creating, what are your stories and all that stuff.
Making
this is
yourself
how you
a
do
job,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it a job.
Past that, did Jada, did you go to any of the morning?
I went to the Geekdom. Can You Be a Geek or Who's a Geek or What Qualifies You Geek? I can't remember the exact name of the panel.
Was it Who Can Be a Geek? Anyone Who Wants To? Women in the Geek World?
Yeah, actually, that's the exact one. That's why I couldn't remember because it was...
Yeah, I memorized the whole
thing. That should have been like 5 minutes long, right?
Wow.
I mean, they you walk in,
sit down, everyone can be a geek.
See you later.
You're dismissed.
It's Oprah, everybody. Well, you're a geek. You're a geek.
Yeah, like,
you're
a geek. And, well, that was kind of the point in it, but the more of the depth of it they got into is more of the fact that when you go to cons... more often than not, girls are challenged about being geeks. They're like, oh, you're just here to dress up, or you're just, your boyfriend just brought you along. You're not a real geek or whatnot. Hmm. So that was kind of the real challenging thing. And, you know, girls are more often, you know, have their geek card called, you know, tested versus guys.
I don't get that mentality anymore.
And
times has changed.
So it's not as bad as it used to be. But
it must have been a time then where,
But it still does happen.
Just go on any video game and play it with a woman and then see how quickly.
But see, I think those are different.
You think so?
Yeah, I think those video game guys, yeah, that mentality is there. But the con people and stuff like that, I don't think that's there anymore.
Well, I bet every single picture that we have, if we go back and look deep enough into, because we took a lot of pictures of cosplayers, male and female, but if you get the ones of the female, like we can spot dudes in the background checking the girls out. Like just about every single picture.
I'm pretty sure we've all been guilty of that.
No, not
except me. Corey, because he's a married man.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Married I'm to extremely the pictures. Married.
I'm pretty sure your wife was checking out the tick.
terrible.
Just joking.
No, I took her to the Hemsworth thing, which is probably a mistake.
Wow.
She's got the divorce papers ready.
He hasn't seen her
divorce
since.
Papers. I went to the one-on-one with James Hong. That was nuts. He just opened the whole thing out speaking whatever language he speaks.
Mandarin?
Yeah, he's the
Mandarin. He'd be Cantonese.
Why didn't he be the Mandarin in Iron Man?
He should have been.
He could still be the Mandarin.
My God, Big Trouble in Little China. What
was it? He said that was his favorite role he's ever played.
It was a good role.
We had a little walk by from him. A
little shoulder rub with him.
I heard that Jada opened the door for him and like just had no idea who he was.
I was oblivious. I totally just
old Asian.
I knew. I was like,
I was like, Steven is like struggling to hold the door open. I'm going to hold this door. I'm like, Steven, I got it.
Because then I can say I held the door for James Hung. And I was like, I'm not letting that pass by. I was like, I'm taking this opportunity. I'm an opportunistic bastard. And so I held the door open. Jada's looking at me like, I got it. I was like, nah.
I got this.
I've never seen Steven be so courteous.
Wow.
I am a nice guy.
Takes celebrity to do it, huh?
I was glad to breathe the same air that he was breathing right there.
With Kim, Mr. Hung.
And the crazy part is he sneezed in Jerry's face. No, he
didn't. Now you have Ebola virus.
I am not worthy.
He was...
I thought you were going to say SARS.
He held out like a dollar and had some guy run and do a lap around the convention to get a dollar.
Wow.
He was cursing people out in his native language. He then got down in front of everybody and started grinding on some girl.
Awesome.
He said, "Who in here wants to dance?" And then it was random.
Well, we got him dancing on camera. Yeah,
I have it too. I have him dancing in the thing.
He was grinding
in the hospital. We call that dementia.
We saw
that's awful.
We saw Rosenbaum go kind of crazy and like run the room, but this was just a whole different kind of crazy. No, it wasn't above. Like,
but just
Rosenbaum was a controlled chaos. This was chaos.
That's probably why he looked so
good
exhausted.
Good or bad chaos?
It was entertaining.
Yeah, when we saw him, he looked exhausted.
Yeah, he looked like he was just going to go on the bed of the Hyatt.
The Hyatt.
Crash.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, he did look like, because his wife, who I thought was his helper, was...
It could have been his daughter.
She was helping. What?
Then
that means he's 170,000 years old, because she looked like she was 100.
He was really excited about Kung Fu Panda 3. That was his biggest
thing.
I am
too, actually.
And he said that his role in that movie is going to be bigger than in the previous two, which he was really excited about. He was doing the voices for everything he's done. He like did his catchphrases from all his movies. And what else did he say? Oh, he was really upset. I guess his role in R.I.P.D., I guess like the part that actually made it to film was only like a tenth of the stuff he shot.
Yeah,
with Marissa Miller,
Cutting floor stuff. Yeah,
yeah. So he seemed like upset about that. But then we moved to Boondock Saints, and I wasn't impressed. But at this point, like I was starving, hungry. I was so tired. I've never seen Boondock Saints, so I'm glad I didn't say nothing.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's why you weren't impressed then.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed.
Maybe if you saw the movie, yeah.
You should watch the movie. It's on Netflix.
And to know that it was an independent movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's good. Amazing.
It's one of the best movies of our genre.
Really?
Our decade, last decade, I'd say. Because it was, what, 91?
I don't know when it came out.
The first one, I think it was 91.
No, it was like 80.
I think it was sooner than that.
Was it?
It was like, I guess it was like 98 or something.
Really? I don't think it was that.
I don't think it's that old.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm thinking something else.
Yeah, I'm a Lebowski guy. I'm going to be talking about cult classics. But I'll make some room.
To me, Lebowski, Pulp Fiction,
99.
Boondock Saints, to me, they're all in the same realm of that. Reservoir Dogs, those are all those cult, gritty,
I'll check it out. Stuff. I just didn't like the way David Della Rocha.
Oh yeah,
he came off cool, but I just couldn't get
because he looks like the dude. That's why you probably like
him. Who he really reminded me of? You remember from Dusk Till Dawn, the guy with the gun, the revolver? The whip.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I thought he was. I had to IMDb him on the spot.
Wow,
to try and find out.
Terrible.
Because then I was gonna have some questions.
Like, where's the gun in your belt?
Where's the crotch gun? You guys kind of caught the tail end of that one. He told some pretty vile stories about feeding genital donuts to Norman Reedus.
Yep.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
He had some good stories.
And sent a picture.
Sent him a picture after he ate the donuts. It was like a birthday card.
He gave Norman Reedus some donuts and then like made sure he ate them and then mailed him a picture of those donuts on his crotch.
Wow. DickDonuts.com, everybody.
DickDonuts.com.
DickDonuts.com. Go
That's
buy them.
That's terrible. Oh, God. That's going to be like some new porn fetish.
Oh, my God.
If it's not already.
And they weren't glazed before.
Oh, God. See, it's always Jerry. God damn it.
He did keep alluding, though, that they're glazed donuts.
They're glazed donuts.
He did really highlight glazed when he's telling the story now, I think about it.
Multicultural Heroes. Did anybody go to that?
Missed that one. I wanted to go to that one. But that's when I had to go take my brother home.
Oh, why don't you tell us about that? So you brought your brother. It was a big deal for you. You were bringing him to his first con.
He was so excited because I told him I would bring him to the con. But I actually planned on bringing him on Saturday because I thought that was going to be the biggest day, but it sold out. So I brought him today, and he was happy, excited for it. And we got out there and handed him a stack of cards. So whenever we took pictures, he would hit him up real quick.
Yeah,
boom.
He
gave out cards quicker than we could. Nice. Like, here, nerdreactor.com, video game bang, check it out. And then they were like, yeah, thanks. And I mean,
he's our street soldier.
But you overwork him or what?
I think so. I literally, because he probably passed out more cards than both of us.
He did. He was getting mad at me because I was trying to pass him and he looked at me like, you're stealing my thunder, man.
He grabbed the card out of my hand to give to the.
He doesn't listen to the show, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, yeah, because
this is a little, Jerry plays donuts over here.
He's heard worse. He plays Call of Duty all the time.
Oh yeah,
is he one of the kids?
Yes, he's more of a Noel.
Oh,
he's a rage quitter. I called him on it one time. I was like, "Did you just rage quit?" No, I was like, "Yeah, you did." but he was good. He walked around. He enjoyed it. He had a little food. He sat through one of the panels. But, two panels was too much for him, He got a good 5 hours in, and he was wiped.
That's good. That's okay.
Yeah. He wanted to buy a Sasuke sword, but I wouldn't let him.
I'm not
bringing a freaking... I tell Steven over here, was like, oh, my brother let me play with firecrackers when I was a kid.
We should also tell the listeners, Steven only has 3 fingers.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Have a pinky, a middle, and a thumb.
That's all he needs.
Is that a pointer?
I went to the John Bernthal.
He was amazing.
I liked him a lot.
He was actually
him and Jerry had a moment.
We had a connection.
Wow. Oh, okay. Did you go to the panel?
It was almost like my Julie Benz moment, but more on male on male action there for Jerry.
That's why
Jerry, did you go to the panel?
That's why I thought Ralph Musciano was a douche because he didn't do what John Bernthal did.
And
I was just standing on the side. I was waving at him. I was with my camera up. He looked at me, pointed at me like a gun. Bang. We had a moment.
He was like, I want to shoot you for stealing pictures. And you thought it was awesome.
And I was like, Shane just shot me
Wow. But you didn't go to his panel, though.
And then Jerry tweeted out to him that he loves him.
You know what I picked up from John Bernthal? Like, of all the people we saw, like, he's the most, like, confrontational by far and the most real. Like, he wasn't afraid to badmouth people.
Wow.
Someone asked him a question about, he was recently in a movie with, who's that? Kevin Hart.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He was in one of the new Kevin Hart movies.
Ride Along?
Grudge? Was he in a Grudge
match? Oh, Grudge Match. Grudge Match with Sylvester Stallone. He was in Grudge Match. Yeah.
A kid asked, he's like, is Kevin Hart as funny off camera as he is on camera? And John Bernthal, he's like, if you consider just hanging out with your entourage funny.
That's what he does.
Wow.
No, I mean, that's truthful. Because if you look at Kevin Hart's videos that he puts up on Facebook, because I follow him on Facebook, it's a whole bunch of entourage stuff. Like, that's what he does.
He, in the way he did it, he was like, he did it so cold. Like, if you think hanging out with your
entourage is funny. Know, I mean, he probably wants him to, you know, or he should have been like hanging out with other actors and stuff like that. I mean, you're on set with other actors, you know, spend some time with them, I guess. I don't know.
I guess there was some controversy, too, with a fight scene with him and Jonah Hill. And I guess he really hit Jonah Hill. Or Jonah Hill was claiming that John Bernthal really decked him or something, hit him too hard unnecessarily. And someone asked him about it. And he said that he's like, I come from a boxing background. I grew up tough. He's okay.
Wow.
You know what? He looks like he's from like New York or something.
Yeah, he is.
Like he looks like he has that look about him.
His sweater.
It don't matter. I don't care. I punch you in the face. He's whatever.
From Brooklyn or something. His,
it's going down. He was wearing a Mayweather Boxing Academy sweater. So the dude really trains in boxing. He's like, Jonah Hill is fine. And someone asked him, like, who do you enjoy fight scenes with more? Andrew Lincoln from Walking Dead or Jonah Hill? And he just, again, just like a laugh thing. It was like, Andrew Lincoln.
Wow.
I think. And then someone asked him, too. I guess there's like an orgy scene in The Wolf of Wall Street.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. There's like a male orgy scene. And he addressed that one. It was pretty funny. Because he was talking about like something I never thought of. Because like Scorsese films, like they're Scorsese.
Oh, yeah.
So even like actors in the background, waiters and waitresses, like bring out their A game. They get the best that they can in everything.
Yeah.
And they want to show off. And so I guess, you know, in a orgy scene, he said people were just...
they were really doing it.
Yeah, basically. He was like saying it was really bizarre.
The Wolf of Wall Street is Scorsese's work?
Scorsese, yeah. So
did they talk about his new TV show that LA Noir or they the
Mob
the
City?
Mob City.
No. Everyone brought it up? And, you know, the host guy, bless his heart, kept trying to push it past Walking Dead, but every question was Walking Dead.
I mean, that's the big one he's known for.
Yeah. That's the hot thing right now.
Yeah. So and then that also came in a little bit later, but let's see. None of us went to the children's costume contest besides Jerry.
No. In the back with a camera.
He probably would have for Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yes, because she wasn't at the judge.
No, she was a judge?
Was she really?
Yeah, that's what Vegas told us.
All I can hope is that Mega Man we saw won.
Oh, yeah. That Mega Man was a good one.
Amazing.
If he showed up, I didn't see him today.
I didn't see him today. Yeah, it was perfect to scale.
I think the tie was that little Star Wars kid.
Oh, the Stormtrooper?
That's Stormtrooper too, but the one with the hoodie and the little glowing eyes with the black.
Like the, I don't want to say sand people, but
isn't that what they are?
No, yeah, he's something else.
Jawa?
I think
the little guys that wear the hood
with sell
the
Ewok.
Yeah, the little guys, not the Tusken Raiders.
I didn't sleep that nerdy, so I didn't know that.
Mega Man was awesome, and the little Stormtrooper was awesome.
The little Stormtrooper, which I have an awesome picture, you'll see it on the Twitter, of him and Boba Fett.
Yeah, well, it was just a Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
It wasn't Boba Fett. It was just a Mandalorian.
Stan Lee showed up finally. He was feeling under the weather. They flew him out for today's show on a private jet.
Nice.
And they said he was only going to do a 15-minute set, but he stuck through and did like they because like 15 minutes in, his handler guy was like, "All right, he's not taking questions." And Stan Lee was like, "Wait, I'm not done. I'm feeling okay." So they went like another 15 minutes.
You son of a move! You don't want to answer these people.
Excelsior.
He said that once.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought he would have said that like a billion times.
Yeah.
After every sentence.
I think it's a big misconception he says it that many times.
He didn't even say it into the mic. Like, you could just read his lips when they're pushing him out because he wanted to stay. Like he was having a good time. Yeah. I don't think it was a spoiler or anything, but he did announce kind of in conversation that they're exploring an Inhumans film.
Ooh. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think it's kind of been out there, known already, but when he was naming movies that are coming out, he said Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Inhumans, like just like it was off the top of his head, so I don't know.
I think if Guardians of the Galaxy comes, then yeah, you're getting an Inhumans.
And Marvel's going to do each year, apparently, every single year it's supposed to be one new IP and one sequel.
I like Marvel. That's good. So much.
Because you know what? It's going to extend the life, because... Think about it. Instead of going to your big Iron Man 7 or whatever, you can do Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm. When Inhumans comes out, the following Inhumans 2.
And Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Yeah.
And switch over to the new IPs. That way you get your little guys out more.
I swear, if it continues to grow with all the Marvel movies and stuff like that, and you know they just make hit after hit, hit after hit, and they just leave Black Panther in the dark, I'm going to riot. Write letters.
One man riot.
Yes.
They asked him one of the good questions.
You're
going to
get a panel of your own. And
yes.
Why isn't Black Panther here?
One Smiles. Of the questions I really liked was someone asked him which film series he liked the least. And he said Fantastic Four.
Ah. Yeah.
He said he hated the way they did Doom and Galactus. He said the way they handled the villains.
I'll co-sign on Galactus, but not Doom.
Doom was decent.
He didn't like Doom. He said the only thing good about the movies really was Chickless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Sure, yeah. Yeah, hands down, yeah. Chickless.
Give him some a coffee cup and some sugar. And
I wanted him to come back for the reboot.
I don't know why they didn't.
Just have everybody else different.
I was really hoping someone would follow up and ask him kind of about the new Fantastic Four and how it's shaping up. But and he said he was defending Ben Affleck as Daredevil. He said that Ben Affleck did fine, that he didn't like, he said that the person who directed it didn't understand the character.
I could see that.
That's happened before, so that
was pretty enlightening. People asked him some really good questions. He's really, I don't know how many cons he's got left in him, because he basically had a translator every time there was a question. He said straight up, he's like, I can hear things, but it just sounds like blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, he can't understand.
Well, so he's 91.
Yeah. Is he really?
He's 91.
91.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang. And because he had a guy next to him who would then like say the question a lot slower and compressed.
Stan.
Yeah.
Do you like the X? Man. I just threw up the X sign Aaron with my hand.
Sign language there.
He's like, what? I own porn. I like a lot of X-rated stuff.
Parties all the time.
Yeah, 91, Jesus. December 28th. He'll be 92 here.
Is that a picture of him with the?
That is him in the 70s.
Straight 70s porn mustache.
He was really awesome. And, wow.
Another quick side story. I bumped shoulders with James Masterson. Or Masturbator, or whatever his name is. What is his name? Greg Masterman?
James Masterson.
Yeah, the guy from Buffy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was just going through trying to take pictures, and we bumped in each other's shoulders, both turned around, was like, oh, sorry. And then he rushed off to the bathroom.
You know, bumping into people, not celebrities, but just bumping into people is... Did it happen to everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't just me?
I don't think you can go to a con. You can't.
I'm just making sure it wasn't like just me being super clumsy in the last couple days. Yeah. But some people are dicks about it. Mm-hmm. And most people are dicks about it. I'd always be like over-apologize. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. And most of them just like give you a look. And even when it wasn't my fault.
I got a lot of...
I got a lot of sorry.
I got a lot of... I didn't get any dicks.
Well, you're a 6 foot black guy.
Glad about that.
I'd be happy. Yeah.
Jada's a lady, so I used to, maybe it's different.
Maybe
from
if
white
you put your hand on their back, that's what I usually do. Make some type of contact. I swear to you,
just
like
a little,
oh, sorry,
little tap.
And oh, I did that too. Yeah, I did that.
They'll be like, oh, cool. You know,
it was a little lower, but yeah.
I don't go low.
Oh,
back of the neck, maybe. Sorry.
I'm a little paranoid when it comes to it, like. Every time someone bumps into me, I'm always checking if my wallet is still there.
You know what? I was doing that all day.
Is Assassin's Creed over there? Jeez.
Everyone's dressed as Assassin's Creed.
There's a bunch of Assassin's Creed.
There was a huge, 400-pound Assassin's Creed guy, and I was like, there's no way you're assassinating anybody, sir. You're not jumping roof to roof.
He's not blending in.
Yeah, you're not going to blend in with anybody. Just stop it.
Immediately after Stan Lee, Chris Hemsworth hit the floor. And I was extremely underwhelmed with Chris Hemsworth's panel. Yeah.
He didn't come from the ceiling on a lightning bolt and then...
No.
He didn't just, appear on stage?
No, he walked out like a human.
Did he at least, talk to Stan? Did he come out while Stan was there?
No, they're
It came out like Stanley, what's up, man? And like lick sat in on that panel and just went right into mine.
Disgusting, Jerry. He's 91.
He wants some of that immortality that Stanley has.
He's a god of thunder.
It's like whenever, what is that movie where they suck the life out of people from their mouths? And the stuff comes out. Was it The Mummy?
Species?
There's a lot of movies that
do that. There's a lot of movies. There? Yeah, it's a very common.
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's
like
a very
this,
common trope.
They do all that.
That's
yeah.
what Stan Lee would do. Yeah. That's how Stan Lee extends his life. He'd grab Hemsworth by the head and
terrible.
Suck the life out of his mouth.
Said, we got another one. His name is Ryan. We don't need you.
You can be replaced.
Now, do you like Chris Hemsworth as Thor? Because Thor is your go-to.
Yeah, he's a great Thor.
So you like him as Thor.
I think it wasn't him that ruined it. He was charming and whatever you want to call it. But it was mostly the people who got all the questions in this one were all like 8 years old saying, so when you were in Thor, what was your favorite color?
Wow.
And so he'd ask. And then you'd get the weirdos who'd come up there and be like, do you think we can redo some dialogue from one of your online things?
Oh, my god!
And the dude...
Oh, those are the worst.
The panel guy was like, I'm just going to answer that for him. No.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then Hemsworth was like nicer. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that memorized. You know?
Wow. Like, I have a tablet right here.
Yeah.
You know?
That's one of the things with those panels is their quality can drop depending on who's asking the questions. Because like you guys remember our one with the girl who asked like about writer's block to Rob Pryor or whatnot.
I don't know his name.
The one who called us all up to the front. Oh, you were there for that one. The Rob Pryor, the guy who called us up to, or it was Gondo. It was somebody who was there with me. But anyways, I had that same girl in one of the other panels and she asked the same question. How do you get over writer's block? I'm like, you just got an answer.
Didn't she ask that to Smoke?
Yes, she asked it was that panel too. Yeah. So she might have asked it three times.
She may have asked it four. Was she in the one with Golden? Because remember, the same question was asked again.
A girl, short hair, brown hair.
No, it
was a blonde chick.
That question is asked in like...
Yeah, writer's block seems to be a theme in...
It's
freaking... But I think Golden's answer was the best. He was like, there's stories everywhere, people. Just
he literally told us... He wrote a story because he walked outside and a seagull took a shit on him.
Yeah.
And he wrote a story.
Horror story. He said he doesn't write horror stories and that's where he got his idea from.
Yep.
Bird took a dump on him.
Bird pooped on him. Story. $1 million.
$5,000 a year off that.
That's true.
Then you're the brokest man on the planet. $5,000 a year? Good gravy.
But off of a story that he spent all of probably
what? $5,000 a year?
And he still just keeps making money off that one story.
Are we not?
Yeah, that one story.
That one story.
$5,000 a year, though.
Off of one
story? That's not all he's
making. He has like eight stories.
Yeah, he's making a couple.
Yeah, he's making more than one.
He better have eight stories, because if he's living off $5,000 a year, I want to know
how. He's in a dumpster somewhere. Yeah,
exactly.
He's pocketing every snack on the train
exactly.
when he leaves.
He's exiting the con. Are you going to finish that?
Picking up everybody's drinks after they're done.
He said everybody in the world is
Pepsi.
Stupid.
Yeah, that was his first.
That was his first rule.
He only has two rules when it comes to storytelling. Number one, everybody is stupid.
Okay,
but then he gives you the context of why everybody's stupid. When I'm telling the story, you don't know anything about my world, so I have to dumb everything down for you.
Makes sense.
And then number
two, do you want me to spoon feed it to you?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said spoon feed it to everybody. Number two, he said. Who, what, when, why, where, and how. Always explain
the
all
basics.
That. Get those two rules down, you'll be a story writer.
Sound advice?
Hemsworth thing.
He was good.
One other note, too, I want to talk about was the Aaron guy that was running it. It was pretty funny because obviously it was a heavily Thor crowd. And he kind of just broke it and started talking about that racing movie
Rush.
And it lasted like 2 seconds because everybody just started pulling out their phones and stuff.
Well, that's as much as the movie kind of. It kind of came and went too, though.
Yeah.
Like,
But I think I don't know if it. Maybe someone asked him. Hemsworth wants to talk about Rush a little bit, But it was.
I wasn't a racing movie. Everybody,
you don't go to Comic-Con of all places.
Yeah, that's,
and not
that's
like
right.
expect to people not to want to talk about nothing else but Thor.
that was definitely a Comic-Con foul. That's what that was.
So, that's a technical foul.
One of the funnier things was there's a scene at the end of Thor where he puts his hammer on someone's coat rack, And someone asked, like, you know, wouldn't it have ripped the coat rack off the wall? And Amazon just said, coat rack was worthy.
Wow. That's the best answer. That's the best answer. That got a standing ovation. That's what that would have gotten.
It did pretty much.
Yeah.
And in the Stan Lee one, someone asked a question right off the back about DC, and then he looked over to his buddy and was like, did he just say an obscene word?
Wow.
He was dogging on DC the whole time. But then, like, every time he'd make a DC joke, he'd be like, ah, I love those guys.
You know, whatchamacallit, Golden was dogging on them too, on Marvel and DC, actually.
Yeah. He said, he was like, people ask him, how do you get to work for Marvel or DC? And he was like, you want to work for them?
Yeah, like, why do you want to work for them? He called them the fast food or something like that.
Fast food is like comic industry.
The comic book, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he worked for both of them.
I think he still does. Yeah, the way he was making it sound.
Yeah, exactly. But,
like, he was really trying to get people to do stuff independent.
Yeah.
And that, I think that was really cool.
He was awesome.
So,
I liked him a lot.
Some good stuff came out of this today, actually. Mm-hmm. Steven making some connections. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the connection you made?
Chris Hemsworth. I saw him in the bathroom, and
we compared. We compared.
I won. We crossed streams.
Never crossed streams.
Played swords. It was crazy.
I was talking to pretty much like a, I don't know if he's
vendor.
A vendor. Yeah, I was talking to a vendor, and we exchanged cards, and we got to talking about the podcast and talking about what we do and who we work for, Mm-hmm. And he was like, here. And he gave me 4 comic books of his new comics. Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Taking Eden.
Taking Eden?
Is what it's called, yeah.
And is he an independent publisher? How does he publish these?
Probably somewhere on that card there.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find his name real quick. Oh my God. But there's a website called TakenEden.com.
Well, his name is in the first issue right there.
His name is Jason Beckwith.
Yeah.
That's his name.
He signed the first issue and everything like that?
And
he didn't even ask, like, charge me nothing. Because some of the people were charging to get signatures and stuff.
Oh, wow.
He gave me the 4 issues for free. And he was like, here, I asked him to sign it, like, seeing if he would or if he would charge me. I would probably pay just because he gave him to me for free.
But
he did it all on his own, and just from his attitude, I'm really excited to read these.
Like, all the other ones, because I try to mimic Steven, you know, when I heard, like, what was going down, and be like, you know, hey, not just to get free stuff, but to, you know, make some connections out there. And the other guys were, you know, they were more standoffish with their work and stuff like that. And for him to give the first 4 issues and the signature, like, they were charging, how much they were, Jerry, they were charging for the little pictures, they were charging like $20 for a pic, and then 5 extra bucks for a signature. Yeah.
Damn.
So, to give the first 4 issues and an autograph for free, dude, that's epic.
Well, we're going to definitely, Steven's going to read them, Aaron's going to read them, specialist David Ng will definitely read them. And I might read them too, and we will get a quickie out on it, and we will do a written review.
Yeah.
We're going to do it right. And if you are out there and listening to this and you do anything, whether you have a podcast, if you have comic books, whatever you're into, cosplay.
Yeah.
If you cosplay need cosplay. People, yeah.
We love looking at your work, and we love.
That's terrible.
Okay. We have our.
Jerry only gets a very select amount of stuff.
Yeah, I promise we won't let Jerry look at them.
Jerry sits in a dark room by himself looking at your work.
Yes.
But we want to help you guys out. We want to talk about you guys.
Spread the word.
Spread the word about you. You know, be constructive, give you constructive feedback, because we got these for free, but we're gonna give them the real. We're gonna hold them up to the standard of the other comics we read. That's just it.
The artwork already just looks. I really dig it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, I like the artwork.
It's designed. It's kind of.
I want to read why there was dead-ish. A knife, like, between that chick's butt cheeks.
Secret weapon.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
So,
any special shout outs out there you got for anybody?
Hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of people. Definitely, I thank everybody that was out there that was, you know, nice enough to stop and take pictures for us. And
well, I was going to say, when you're talking about the people giving away for free, like this for review, and then the other people who were really stingy, that's like a huge difference in mentality between two different types of business people, I guess, at these cons. Because there's like the Eric Smoke Moran. Uh-huh. Like that guy does everything for free. All of his, if you go to his booth, all his prints are free. He signs them for free. The dude doesn't make a dime off this. And I found out the Wizard World like doesn't even pay him, really. Hmm. They, I think they may take care of travel arrangements, but Doom Kitty, all of them are just there on their own accord. And from what we did, like, this was work.
Yeah, yeah.
Our
yeah.
First, I don't think we really had a first con experience. This was like a job. And those guys did way more than we did, and I am exhausted. And that's what I talked to him today about. I was like, you guys are machines. And to do it all in a corset and heels, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Doom Kitty looked like she couldn't breathe half the time.
Yeah.
That corset on, yeah. That was ridiculous.
And that was her comfortable costume. I asked her about it today. She just, that was just her Spider-Man, like, what do you call that style of clothing? Not medieval.
Steampunk? No, like,
what?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
But, you know, that she's like, yeah, this is my comfortable one. And it looked not comfortable.
And she has just a spine and skin. That's yeah. what it is, because it was, like, the wrapped tight. Holding her up. Yeah. If she lets it go, then she just falls to pieces or something.
Well, the first day, she looked like she was about to, like, pop out of her
Wonder Woman.
And
nothing wrong with that at all.
No, nothing.
Not at all.
Nothing. It would have been awesome.
We love Ivy.
Yes, we do.
Indeed.
Like, you know what I'm talking about when I say pop out. Yeah, she was like adjusting herself the whole time. A nip slip. Which is awesome. It, pretty much, Jerry, I was trying to be.
Come on, Jerry. See, Jerry.
Trying to go around.
We try and dance around the issues, and then Jerry just comes
hey,
in.
Hey, you guys were talking about the tick for a while, so wow. I had to say something.
You know, we had there's some place giving out free entry to strip clubs, and Jerry looked like I gave him the best Christmas gift ever when I gave him.
It is my birthday coming up.
For
they,
me?
They gave that out at Comic-Con?
Yes. I don't know who ended up with them. I think Elizabeth.
Jerry has them all.
Jerry's, you wouldn't pass out free.
I went around a circle and collected them.
Yeah. Wow.
Coupons at, ooh, nice. At a nerd convention?
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people there. And it was just, my favorite part was when people recognized Nerd Reactor or the Video Game Bang podcast. That was my favorite.
We need to get more of that, especially a lot of the people that I know recognized it were Sacramentians. Yeah.
Is that what we're
called? Sacramaniacs.
Sacramaniacs?
No, that's a gang.
Mentians, oh. Mentos.
The fresh maker.
I don't know. Let's go around the table and give our final thoughts. I'm going to jump into this one first. The first con experience, I would say, as advice, always bring a backpack. The backpack for me saved me a lot.
I
had crap in every single pocket.
I thought you were saying I crapped in every single pocket.
Wow. Yep. Hey, you can't go to the bathroom when you're stuck in those.
You just carrying bags of shit. It's
terrible. And those long lines. I feel like we didn't get the full experience because, like, it sucks, but it's really cool that I didn't wait in one damn line this whole time. I was able to skip to Shatner, got into everything I needed to get into because we were tweeting it and are going to be writing about it and stuff, so... And it was weird getting the hard looks from all the people, but I guess that's the nature of the game.
Wow.
But,
yeah, if you didn't have to do that stuff, like we didn't have to go into all the extra work behind everything, you would have gotten the best con experience that you could get. I mean, not having to wait in lines for everything like that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But the first day, awesome, and we got to meet so many cool people. I'm really looking forward to E3 now, like way more than I was before. But part of me is really glad it's over because I need some sleep. Aaron, what did you think?
Good experience overall. I would say if you were to go, plan what you want to see because everything is timed, you know, precise when you're there. Definitely bring some type of liquid to drink while you're there because everything is sky high expensive.
Yes.
Unless you're a millionaire, then do what you want. You
it
know?
Was weird. I ordered a hot dog or a corn dog and they gave me a hot dog.
You're still on that?
Wear,
yes, on the damn corn dog.
Wear comfortable shoes for walking around.
Yep.
And then if you like taking pictures, don't be shy at all about asking people to take pictures.
It's like a badge of honor for them.
They love it.
I should talk about Superman kid. There's a kid dressed as Superman, and the costume was pretty good. But he was just kind of standing there and looking all sad. And I said, hey, can I take a picture for Nerd Reactor? And the joy on this guy's face. He looks over at his aunt or whoever, was his mom or something, goes, "Can I?" And she's like, "Yes, you may go."
"Yes, you can, Billy."
Yeah.
"Go."
And then he gets in his big old Superman pose, and we take a couple pictures, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, thanks." And I hand him the card. He was really excited. And I think people would get, like, I'd see people, like, take a picture for someone just randomly. "Can I take a picture?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, I'd take a picture." But then when you say, like, nerdreactor.com, check it out, it'll be here, they get really excited.
Yeah, because I've heard that before a long time ago, and it's probably from one of the Nerd Reactor people, where they were like, they really just like to see themselves, you know,
in a gallery,
in some type of a gallery, because then they can show their friends, but hey, look, you know,
check
this
out, I'm on this website. Yeah, it's awesome.
I really, and too, I don't know about you guys, but I only, honest, I feel bad because, like, I really only ask people to take pictures that I thought, that's a damn good cosplay. Like, if they got a picture from Nerd Reactor on my camera, it's because they earned it.
I was the same, and they kept giving me crap about it.
Who?
Jerry.
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, "Oh, you want to take a picture of that guy with a Boba Fett?" And I'm like, "Well, no, that guy looks like...
Bought that at Walmart."
Yeah.
Because if Aaron would have took the pictures, we would have had three pictures. Yeah. Khaleesi.
Twice.
Yeah. Khaleesi and...
And probably Khaleesi.
Probably Khaleesi, you know, again, because he's a pervert. Like, but yeah, there would have only been three pictures taken because we kept... Like, that person, this person. It doesn't look bad. You know, these people try their hardest.
This is why I can't be
Aaron
a cosplay.
Aaron has a super standard.
I can't be. I mean, you're cosplaying characters that I enjoy. So, I mean, I want you to look at least.
Even the winner, Mechagodzilla. I was like, "Aaron, let's get a picture with Mechagodzilla." No. It's made it.
Well, they were milking him, first of all.
Steven.
So we couldn't do it.
What do you think?
The experience is good. I do have some things for other people that, like, future advice for people that go to cons. If you're a vendor and you're trying to get, you know, exposed, if somebody asks you, you know, you want to review stuff for free, do it, man. I mean, it's the best way to get your stuff out there. Two, if you're a person just, you know, enjoying the place and you bump into somebody, say, "Excuse me."
Yeah.
That's a given. Don't be rude. You know,
number one rule of any Comic-Con, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Same thing with the cosplay, you know, don't be rude to them. They won't be rude to you. You know, compliment them on the outfits. I think they love that.
Yeah.
It's good. And then just smile, have fun. I mean, it was a good experience. I would do it again.
Well, it looks like we're going to get a chance because Wizard World said they're coming back to Sacramento two times next year.
Nice.
Two times next year?
Two times.
Really?
Next year,
yeah. I know they had a contract for two more years.
From the head boss because the big guy came out and he apologized for Stanley not being there the previous day, explained how they got him there. And said that Sacramento was so awesome that we're coming back twice next year.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Jada.
Hopefully it's bigger.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was my first WizardCon I've been to. Had a great time. There's really good panels, a couple of really bad panels, but, you know, got to have the good with the bad. My big piece of advice is cosplay does not equal consent. So make sure that you don't just go up and, you know, grab on or touch cosplayers without their permission, at least. You know, introduce yourself before you
grind on them.
You grind on them. Yes.
Can I grind on you?
Before you pull a James Hong.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
And that goes for both guys and girls. You know, girls, don't go up and grab every Leonidas that you see just because he's
Aaron
ripped.
Didn't walk up to the tick and
no.
give him a dance belt check?
No, definitely
that's,
did not.
And that's, it's a net and check. That's the other one. Guys, buy dance belts. It will avoid embarrassment.
I don't think they're embarrassed. I think they want to flaunt it.
Either that or duct tape a roll of quarters to your leg.
The tick wanted to flaunt the crap out of that. He kept Superman posing all over the place.
Okay, you will keep
on
your
child's cosplay day?
You will...
yes.
You will keep yourself away from pedophilia then.
Speaking of pedophilia, Jerry.
Oh my God.
Do you have any advice?
What costume were you wearing today, Jerry?
The free candy.
Conebone 69.
Did you have your walker? Were you playing the grandpa from Family Guy? Where's the paper boy?
Terrible.
I know what guys like.
Terrible.
Now, this was my first Comic-Con, and it was an amazing experience, and I wish I could attend there, like, all 3 days. I just missed one day, the biggest day.
So when they come back, are you going to get a pass for all three?
I'm going to go there twice, since they're coming back twice this year.
Cool.
And I hope there's, like, more celebrities, I really want to meet George Takei for some reason. I want him to say, oh my.
Ooh, hello.
Right into your phone.
Oh my. Oh,
yeah, so that could be my ringtone every time
oh,
somebody.
Man.
Oh my.
Oh my.
George Takei goes to a lot of the conventions.
Yeah,
so,
he does.
Yeah.
I want him to.
If they had Shatner, they can get Takei.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
Well, Priceline could get Shatner.
Yeah, they negotiate.
Wow.
All the time. But
it was a good experience, and I loved it.
Cool.
Loved everything about it.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. Anybody?
We probably should talk about the panels. If you're gonna do a panel, research what you're talking about and prepare for it.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
you're only talking to one person. No, don't say pretty. Some one terrible one.
Disciple.
Yes.
All right. Disciple. If you're listening,
nope. He spelled it DES.
Disciple.
Decibel.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to our 3-part Wizard World Sacramento Comic Con Spectacular. We all had a great time. If you have a con or a Wizard World particularly in your area, it is definitely worth checking out. The first day, if you want like a slow experience, if you want to get into the madness, probably the second day. And the third day,
still pretty
madness, but just madness. But in compressed in a shorter time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that there you
a lot
it.
Of madness at all at once.
We want to send a special thank you to the people at Wizard World for hooking us up with the press passes. We want to thank Nerd Reactor for hooking us up and getting us there, connecting the dots, taking Eden. We are going to be reviewing that. We want to thank the cosplayers Ivy Doom Kitty, Keith Zen Dragon, Abby Darkstar, Vegas PG,
Ryan
Fry, and Eric Smoke Moran for being awesome the whole week. And we look forward to communicating with these people in the future, working with them, getting some maybe some interviews on the podcast, letting you guys all know about their projects. And if you guys have any questions about cons or have a Wizard World come into your area and want to know more about it, and we didn't answer your questions, let us know. We want to help you be prepared. So get us on Facebook at Video Game Bang. Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. Twitter at Video Game Bang. A Tumblr somewhere.
In the world, yeah.
Somewhere on the internet. And email VGB@nerdreactor.com.
Yeah, email us if you want me and Corey to throw a panel on videos and banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, or see people send us pictures of the business cards if they were at this con and they got business cards from us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, let's see if they can send us pictures of them.
If you got a business card from Video Game Bang and you're actually listening to this, send us a picture. Tweet us a picture at Video Game Bang.
We got a prize for you.
Yeah, and we'll send you a prize. But we want to thank you guys again so much for listening to this 3-part special. We had fun. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And go to a con.
God.
If there's nothing else.
See you at the next Nerd Grind Fest.
We will see you at... Wow, Jerry has to do that every single time. Glazed Donuts. Man. That's his new nickname.
Glazed.
We'll see you on the internet.